A game of two halves. We keep the unbeaten run going, but how do you feel after surrendering a lead for the first time in quite a while?
To be honest, I'm absolutely gutted, massively disappointed. So is the dressing room, to be honest. We should have had the game put to bed by half time. We created enough chances to win three games, not one. And once we scored the first goal, chances were just coming that quick, and we were missing and missing and missing. And to be honest, at half time, you know, I couldn't see anything other than us winning coming. But you know, fair play to them. They came out second half. They had a go. They got the goal. You know, we switched off, and you know, the lads pinged it in from what, 25 yards. And from there on, you know, I'm probably thankful that we've took a point.
Yeah.
Because we could quite easily have lost it from there. You know, unfortunately, for the first time this season, we lost our heads a little bit and we lost the shape a little bit. And you know, but we still had chances to win the game even after that. But you know, we've got to be more clinical in front of goal, unfortunately, today. But you know, a few weeks ago we were scoring a few, so take it from there.
It was a fast, scrappy start, wasn't it, on the plastic pitch. Probably didn't help things, but even when they were slightly on top at the start of the first half, we still had good chances with McGlinchey and a few others before we really got on top.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, they probably started the better side, but they weren't creating anything, and we just looked so dangerous on the counter attack. And yeah, you know, I spoke to Tommy, you know, he probably should have done better. You know, it's just lacking a little bit of confidence in front of goal at the minute, but you know, you can name quite a few, you know, the chances we had, you know. Creaney had the one off the line. Nat probably should have had two or three more.
Yeah.
You know, we just weren't going to go in for us, and you get games like that, don't you?
And you've touched on second half. They did come out firing, but do you think we? You said we lost our heads, but did we just run out of a little bit of steam, do you think? Because they threw everything and kept having chance after chance themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, the disappointing thing for me was we lost a little bit of our discipline. You know, I stressed over and over before we started the game that it was important that we stayed patient and kept a shape. And when they scored, we sort of was all at sea.
Yep.
And they were sort of coming through at will. And, you know, for 5 minutes, you know, I thought it's a matter of time before they take the lead. But, you know, we rode his luck, we got away with it. You know, sometimes when you're up there like we are at the minute, you get that little bit of luck, and you can't argue that we haven't deserved it for what's happened earlier in the season.
Yeah. I think, would you say a draw is a fair result on us first half and them second half?
Yeah, when you look at it like that, yeah, you can't complain. A draw's a fair result. You know, either team could have won it. I think the disappointing thing for us is that we should have put it to bed when we was way on top, and we didn't, which gave them a chance to get back in the game. Fair play to them, they got back in the game, and you couldn't argue that they didn't deserve a draw at the end.
Not that it affected our performances in the result of the game, but there were some strange decisions that didn't really help. Not using that as an excuse for drawing, but for both sides, there were some strange decisions, wasn't there?
Well, strange is a kind way of putting it, I think. You know, I felt that the officials, the referee was very one-sided tonight, and he gave them everything he could. I mean, nothing more stranger than the back pass. It was almost like he was determined that they was going to win the game.
Which was a tackle, yeah. And then he gave it where Cotton picked it up.
Yeah.
But if you give it, you meant to give it where. It was just all bizarre,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, it was just, you know, you just could just see them scoring. And, I mean, yeah, right near the end, their fullback went straight through Creaney. The referee waved play on. Mass did exactly the same to their player. He blows up and gives a free kick. And it was like that all game. He gave them what he could, and he just seemed to be determined he wasn't going to give us anything.
Stalybridge at home, back at home. We've made home a bit of a fortress that we've been winning away, but we've won three or four of our five at home on the spin, so we can go at it again. What's the team selection without giving anything away? Is it time to maybe change a few things, or too early to say?
It's too early. We'll think about that. You know, it's easy to criticise the team, but you know, this is the same team that's been on a run of, you know, 5-6 wins. You know, I think we lost 1-8. So you know, they've earned the right to have an off day. And was it an off day? It was just
off half.
It was off half, and we was off in front of goal. Whereas they've been going in, so we'll assess where we are for Saturday. Stalybridge are going to be a good side. You know, they've got a very good manager. They've had some good results. Ironically, they've lost, I think, 4-1 tonight.
But had a man sent off early.
Oh, did they? Yeah, I know. I've seen they lost 4-1 against Witten, who we beat on Saturday. So, you know, we go into it confident, and it's a game that we're looking to win and hope that we can. But there's no easy games in this league, none.